It's winter in southern Chile, home to the alerce, or Patagonian cypress, one of the world's two oldest proven tree species. That's where we meet up with environmental scientist Jonathan Baricevich from the University of Paris in the Alerce National Park, a unique temperate rainforest. He actually grew up here when his grandfather was a park ranger. He was the one who discovered a new challenger to the world's oldest recorded non-clonal tree, a 4,853-year-old bristlecone pine in California. Baricevich is taking us to meet great-grandfather, the nickname of the alerce he estimates is almost 5,500 years old. But first, he demonstrates the traditional method for determining the age of trees by using a special drill, or increment core, to remove a 5-millimeter sample the length of the tree's radius.
Here is you got a core where you can see tree rings as like a barcode. This, then you transform it to numbers.
Then with these numbers, we build models of how the tree grows.
Unlike satellite data that goes back no more than 40 years, trees reveal Earth's environment as far back as prehistoric times. Baricevich argues that the past can be used to predict future climate change more accurately.
The core of a tree is something like a book. It tells the story, not just of the tree, but of the whole area in the last decades, hundreds of years, or thousands of years. To read it, you can look at the rings. These, for example, show that it was a plentiful year. They're very separated, so it means there was a lot of rain. The ones that are much closer indicates that those years were of drought. And over here, you see the scar of the tree. This means that there was a fire.
But dendrochronologist Antonio Lara, who recorded a 3,620-year-old alerce 30 years ago, says indiscriminate tourism is endangering the survival of these trees, whose roots are already dangerously exposed from erosion.
This is a younger alerce tree, and it was someone that we don't know who, a couple of weeks ago, came, and you can see here, like with a machete or something like that, took out the bark. We don't know why, because this is pure vandalism.
As a result, the park is now temporarily closed to the public, but the Forestry Service made an exception to allow us to see great-grandfather for ourselves. Perched deep in an isolated ravine, it's an imposing, majestic sight to behold, from its 4-meter-wide trunk to its enormous exposed roots. The longest instrument available isn't long enough to reach the tree's center to determine its age with the traditional method, so Baricevich has devised a mathematical model to fill in the gaps. But some dendrochronologists aren't yet convinced.
I think that it's a bit hard without having actual ring counts of the trees. We cannot really say that it's definitively the oldest trees. We can, of course, say that it is amongst the oldest trees in the world.
Baricevich will be publishing a paper later this year defending his theory that great-grandfather is indeed 5,484 years old.
But I'm not worried because this is science for the planet. It's science that makes us to act on time to protect what is left of a planet that was once completely wild.
He insists the challenge is to use ancient trees to improve climate models to determine how forests might adapt to our changing conditions, the same forests on which the future of humanity also depends. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Los Lagos Region, Chile.